Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 463 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about how things did not go well for my Mississippi State Bulldogs this past weekend in College Station, but things did in fact go very well for her Texas A&M Fighting Aggies. We're going to hear about some of Melanie's reactions to the new Taylor Swift album. Y'all know I'm not a Swiftie. I sort of feel like it's none of my business. And we're going to talk about why this past Saturday was sort of a perfect day for me, even though my Bulldogs lost. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was a book club episode we did with Virginia Evans, the author of The Correspondent. I forgot to record it, so Melanie and I did a recap of that. We also have an episode coming up with five things that you might never guess about the two of us. A little vulnerability. Also, we would love for you to join us in San Antonio for our live show. It is week after next, hard to believe, October 23rd. And don't forget to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 463. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, I am the losing party in the 2025 Big Boo Bowl. So congratulations, Aggies. It was a game that really played out as I feared it would. So,
well, I am going to tell you, first of all, let me just say, I don't think you're the losing party because I still maintain that the Mississippi State Bulldogs are a team that is on the way up. Y'all are so improved from where anybody thought y'all would be.
We are so improved, and I will receive that because that is true. I mean, that game, honestly, I mean, y'all really, it got away from us at the end, and I think Fluff getting hurt really took the wind out of our sails.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that we were getting beat. But we would have lost that game 60-3. Last year.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, the first half was about as terrible of a football game as I've watched in a long time.
It was awful.
And it was boring.
I almost texted you and said, well, this is a real race to the bottom. Because I was on an airplane and I couldn't watch it on it was on SEC Network, which is not on the back of the Delta screens, you know, on the back of the Delta seats. So my sister and I were on the same row, and I had it pulled up on my iPad on the ESPN app, which was a fine way to watch the game. But my gosh, it was not good. I mean, it was really, it was just, who wants to lose this more, was my sort of overwhelming thought in the first half.
It was like, this just feels terrible. This feels slow. This feels like nobody's. And that is what I maintain. I told Gully that this morning, and I say it with all love and respect. I was like, I think all the dominoes have fallen in a way that A&M now finds itself at this number five ranking, but I don't think it's because we're necessarily a great football team. Like, I just think that it's just played out that way. Yeah. I think that we have moments of being really good, but I'm holding it very loosely.
Yes.
I'm holding it very loosely in my heart.
Yes.
Because it was so funny because we, which I'll kind of backtrack back and forth with our weekend, but on Saturday morning, I was at Honey and Biggs, Gully's son Will came over and we were talking about it and we were like, hey, we're all super nervous about this game. And it was like the spread kept getting, like, it was like all of a sudden we were a 16.5-point favorite. We were like, don't feel good about it. Don't feel good about that. Like, we were all so nervous about, and Will said, he said, I'm very nervous about 24-year-old Blake Shapen. Really?
Yeah.
working our defense over. And so we were all really afraid. And then I laughed because then when we got on to, we all started tailgating. We were in Aggie Park later on that day. And of course, everybody's got the Florida-Texas game on.
As did we on the Delta flight from Atlanta to Santa Ana. We certainly did.
And listen, but it was the funniest thing because you could hear people, you could hear the collective cheers go up every time Florida did something great or as people were watching this game. But it was also kind of subdued because I felt like all of us shared this thing of we cannot really currently take joy in the Longhorns' peril because we don't know how this day is going to end for us. And we've done this before where we've been like, ha, look at them, look what happened. And then we also are eating crow later that night. So everybody was just like, huh, well, look at, isn't that interesting what's happening there on the screen?
Well, even your text to me when Florida won, you were like, Longhorns went down. But there was no exclamation point. There was no, there was no emoji. It was just, and I, so I heard the concern. I knew what you were saying was, this could really turn out poorly for us. Now, I talked to Cole when we had a layover in Atlanta, and I talked to him at some point, I think when he was driving over to see y'all at Honey and Biggs, and I said, here's the thing. I feel like he was giving me his quick analysis of how it could go y'all's way and then how it could go our way. And I said, I feel like if we can run the ball, I feel like we can hang in it. And it was probably in the second quarter when I thought, I do not think we are going to be able to run the ball. I do not think that that is what the Lord has for us on this particular Saturday in College Station. I don't think offensive productivity is really in the on the horizon for us. And so I sort of, by halftime, I'd kind of thought, you know, if we had come out and we had been really explosive on offense and had been able to move the ball, I would have thought, okay, this one could go down to the wire. But then as it turned out, I thought, well, you know, here's the thing. It's better than it would have been a year ago. There are some games we can still win. I said at the beginning of the season, I thought it would be great if we could be bowl eligible and win the Egg Bowl. Now, with Ole Miss currently ranked number six, or whatever they are, four. I don't know about the Egg Bowl, but still, it could turn out to be a much, much better season for us. It already is. It already is.
Yeah, for sure it is. For sure it is. I mean, that was kind of my takeaway, is I was like, this game, we were really nervous. And I think here's the thing. If we've learned nothing else from the Florida-Texas game, other than the fact that the Longhorns were completely overrated and the Arch Manning hype was a farce, if we've learned nothing else, what we've learned is don't count anybody out on any given week.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was so interesting, and I take back because it's like SEC Nation was like, we're going to go down to Gainesville for that game, whatever. They thought they were going down there to hype up the Longhorns. That did not really turn out the way that they planned, I feel like. I don't think anybody saw Florida, but all of a sudden, and now the Aggies play Florida next week. And so like, I'm like, well, now all of a sudden that looks different because I'm like, did Florida find its identity? Did everything start to click? And I'm like, that's the thing about these SEC teams is from week to week, I don't think anybody can say without any doubt that anything's a certainty anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't know what you're going to get necessarily. And you don't really know who anybody's going to be, you know, if they are who they are as a team or if they're still under construction a little bit.
Believe it or not, we are in the last quarter of the year. And so that means that we have all kinds of things on our list. We've got the holidays. We have to start thinking about tax season. It can start feeling so overwhelming. But juggling a million plans shouldn't mean that your future doesn't make your to-do list. Trust and Will turns estate planning from a when I have time to a straightforward process, ensuring that you are protecting your family's future today. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo to get 20% off their simple, secure, and expert-backed estate planning services. Here's what's great about Trust and Will. It is designed by attorneys, but it's customized by you, so you can keep your family prepared and protected by managing your will and trust online. I was super worried about doing this online. I was like, how is it going to work? Is it going to be easy? Am I going to be able to do this? But here's the thing. It's a simple step-by-step process that guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. And it just makes sure that your loved ones will not have the time and stress of having
to figure out where everything is, because this puts all your documents in one place. It gets all of your state-specific, legally valid, customized to your needs, care wishes, nomination, guardians, final arrangements, power of attorney, all of those things that we don't want to think about, but we do need to think about it. Add some peace of mind to your future with Trust and Will. Go to trustandwill.com/bigboo for 20% off. That's 20% off at trustandwill.com/bigboo.
We, on the plane, my sister and I are both watching, we were watching Vandy in Alabama, and we were cheering for Vandy. Sorry, Alabama people, but, you know, underdog, gotta go with it. And again, first half, first two drives, Vandy looked good, and then Alabama kind of started to become more and more dominant as the game went on. So I switched over to Florida and Texas, and I was cheering for Florida. Sorry, Longhorns, but I was. And
yes,
but what was so funny were the people around us thought at first that we were Vandy fans, and then they thought that we were Gator fans, and then we were like, we're actually not fans of, I mean, not full time at least, of either of those schools. We're Mississippi State people, and they did not really get to watch us cheer at all for our own team. besides that initial field goal, and then we had to get off the plane. So
yeah,
you know, we got our cheering in elsewhere. That's it. Yeah, we did okay, but just not our, you know, our beloved Bulldogs. So
yeah, no, it's just the way it goes. And now I feel like, I mean, now so we've got Florida, and then they just announced the kickoff time for our game in Fayetteville, which we actually play in Arkansas this year for the first time. Which, I don't get me wrong, I'm so glad they moved that game out of Dallas. But I also feel like a 2:30 kick in Fayetteville with a Bobby P at the the helm,
Bobby P,
of that offense.
And
I don't know.
I sent you an article. I think it was Saturday that I saw it, because, you know, I was that the flight, I didn't know how long I was getting on a plane for, Melanie. I really didn't. I knew that I knew when I flew to Atlanta and that I was going to get on another plane and come out here. I'm in California right now. And so I said something at some point to my sister. I was like, well, football will keep us occupied for the next couple of hours. And she said, you know, we're on this plane for 4 hours, right? And I said, I had no idea. I had no idea. I did not. I just don't really. What am I going to do? I got to sit there anyway. Turns out having football on your seat back screen, and I had June's Journey set up in front of me. It's one of my best Saturdays in some time.
What more beverage, could you want?
Yeah, they did beverage service twice because it was such a long flight.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic way to sort of take in college football. But I sent you an article that said that Ed Orgeron has announced, former Ole Miss coach, former LSU coach, has announced he's ready to get back into coaching. And they were speculating that maybe the Arkansas job or maybe the Oklahoma State job. And I told my sister, I said, he would absolutely traumatize either one of those fan bases. They're not ready for him. I mean, his language alone would lay them out. I'm interested to see. But you're right. Arkansas, Bobby P, the whole thing, that's prime trap game situation.
It really is. I mean, it feels like it. And then we have to go to Death Valley and play Baton Rouge. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is there's a lot of football left. And so currently I'm here for the snacks and the fun, and whatever will be, will be.
Okay.
Whatever will be, will be.
Now, will you share with our listeners just a snippet of the very exciting development, as you texted me Saturday morning, that our friend Cole Kublik, who was calling the State A&M game in College Station that morning, that Saturday morning, took some time and drove over to Honey and Big's house.
He sure did. He sure did. And listen, I'm going to tell you, we had texted because he was like, where are you going to be? I was like, I'm going to be at this tailgate. And I was like, if you want to come. But I knew pregame, that's just, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of getting through crowds and all that stuff. So I was like, whatever. And then we kind of talked about, could we meet up at Jesse's Tacos at some point, which is the taco place. Oh,
you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah.
I remember Jesse's Tacos. My gosh.
So, but I laughed because and then kind of Friday went on, and like I got in town Friday, met up with Caroline. We went to dinner, just the two of us. Then met up with Gully, and I met up with our friends Laura and Lindsay
later that night, had a great night. So went to bed late Friday night. And so I didn't wake up until like 10:30 Saturday morning. And so I woke up and I had a text from Cole that was like, hey, I think Jesse's Taco's out. I've got production meetings, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. And I was like, I just woke up, which I think he told me that he took a screenshot of that text. Because his response to me was, geez. And I was like, listen, I am who I am. Leave me alone. And so so that was that. And so then he was like, are y'all going to be out and about? And I was like, I don't really know. And I was like, but we're at Honey and Biggs if you want to come by. Never really thinking in a million years that he would. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to have him, but it was just like, I totally understand if that's not something you want to do. Because I'm like, I don't know what your game day routine is. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, he's like, I'm watching Kentucky, Georgia. I'm trying to get ahead. He's like, but yeah, I'll come by. So I was like, okay. So I sent him. I'm going to tell you, I was sitting at the table with Honey and Gully. And I said, so I think Cole's going to come by. And Honey was like, here, to this house right now. And I was like, yeah, I think. I was like, is that okay? And she was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I need to go change out of my pajamas, whatever.
So you text me and say, Cole's going to come by. My sister and I, listen, we are firmly planted in the Terminal D Delta Sky Club. We're living our best life. Football on a big screen, you know, Diet Coke fountain behind us. And I said, Cole is going to go to Honey and Biggs. And what we can know for sure is that Honey is about to have the most memorable time of her whole life. It's about to be the best day of her whole life.
Yeah. And so, so sure enough, about 20 minutes later, Cole knocks on the door. I don't know what Honey was doing, but she hadn't changed out of her pajamas. So she gives him a big hug and says, oh my gosh, I'm still in my pajamas. And then she's like, I got to go change. And so that was that.
It's like your college friends meeting your parents for the first time, you know?
Everybody's so, and so, but he came in, sat down, Big was there, Gully, we're all sitting watching the game. We had Kentucky, Georgia on, and just all visited. And then Honey came out and she was like, would you like one of my, would you like a pimento cheese? Would you like it? Cause you know, it's all the stuff. Would you like a pimento cheese?
The sandwiches and
would
the brownies.
Yeah. Yes. The sandwiches that I've got some good ham. What do you have? And she's like, and he was like, no, I don't really. She's like, well, let me get you brownies. And you know what you and I know from the live show is Cole's a dessert guy.
Yes, he is.
And so he's like, I'll have some brownies. She brought him a plate. I'm going to tell you, it was half the pan of brownies cut up on a plate. And he's like, well, I can't. And she's like, well, the rest of these, you can take them to go. And so listen, Cole loved the brownies as he should because they're delicious. And then we just sat and watched football and had the best time. Like we just talked about, but their dog, Penny, like climbed up like behind Cole on the deal, like sat up on top. Honey took a picture of that. And then we took a picture of Honey and Cole with the brownies. And, but it was, listen, we talked about football. We talked about life. We talked about the kids. We talked about the defeat. He told us a story about being at the Auburn game when they lost to Alabama on the 4th and 26 and how, you know, your kids, you remember those moments that your kids learn what it is to be a football fan because of the vast disappointment that they feel in their team. And so that was it. It was a great time. And then he left. And then later, when I was up in my seats, he was like, hey, when, you know, at some point, if you and Caroline are down, let's get a picture. And we were like, okay. So we did that at the end of the fourth quarter. But he told me then, he was like, I'm going to try to give a shout out to Honey's Brownies on TV. And he did in the last like 2 minutes of that game. And I'm going to tell you that Gully and I were sitting there because we didn't know it because we're at the game. And I'm going to say that our phones blew up with people like, oh my gosh, did I just hear that? Did Honey and Pig just get a shout out? It was very sweet. It was very sweet. So it was good. So it was fun to have him there. I've already texted he and Catherine because I posted a picture of us and I said the two overwhelming things is people want to know, they think Cole appears to be in really good shape and has lost some weight and people want to know about that. They also want to know where his belt is from. So I told them that if on Tuesday date night this week, those would be two topics that would be great for them to cover.
Okay. All right. I think that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Well, I do have a couple of side eyes and I see yous, even though I didn't get the full spectrum of college football this week. I got what Delta would allow me to see.
Yes.
But I do want to just quickly point out that I'm side-eyeing Texas. officially. Yeah. That was not great.
It was not great.
But I also, by the same token, I'm going to side-eye Billy Napier's clock management, because by diggity, he was on the verge of winning that game decisively and calls a timeout that's going to add to the amount of time that Texas gets the ball back, because he's not.
Yes.
Oh, wait, my hotel room phone is ringing. One moment, please. This can be very exciting. What is happening?
So I got together with some friends a couple of nights ago, and what we all have in common right now is that we're all having trouble sleeping. And so I had told them about AGZ, and so I brought them all AGZ to try. And so we actually made it while we were all together, because I said, we're going to bed in about an hour and a half. That's when you're supposed to take it. And as we sat there, we were like, oh my gosh, I can feel myself relaxing. And I had the best night's sleep. And when I talked to my friends, they said the same. Here's the thing. AGZ isn't a melatonin-based supplement. It's a combination of nutrients with benefits that compound over time, all to work in harmony with your natural sleep cycle without overriding it. So it's not a band-aid sleep solution like so many of the other options out there. So it doesn't override your body's natural rhythms. It helps your mind and body ease into rest with a blend of clinically studied key calming herbs and magnesium and adaptogens. So it improves your sleep quality. It supports your central nervous system. It helps optimize your sleep quality. And so you fall asleep and you wake up feeling refreshed. What a concept. I love this product. You can do AGZ either warm or cold in milk or water. There's chocolate that tastes like cocoa. There is chocolate mint that is delicious. There's also a mixed berry that just tastes like black raspberries and blackberries. I'm telling you, this product helps me sleep amazing. If you are ready to turn down the stress and focus on the rest, head to drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free frother with your first purchase of AGZ. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Well, there was nobody there. It's like a horror movie.
What was happening?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've heard a physical phone ring like that. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought I didn't love his clock management, particularly at the end of the game. I just think you cannot give a Texas a chance like he did, and he did give them a chance. But related, my ICUs, I got to say, Florida really surprised me with what they did on defense in particular. I feel like Archie Manning is still seeing those guys in his face.
Don't you know it?
Oh, my word. They were something else. And, I mean, DJ Lagway being back was big for them, but that was an unexpectedly decisive victory from my perspective. I also would give, and I see you, to UCLA, who had previously not won a game, 0-4, and they beat number 6 Penn State.
Yeah, they did. Were they number 6 Penn State?
Well,
I think some voters' hearts, but I think the same people that have Notre Dame still sitting in there at number 21 or whatever they are.
And then my favorite thing maybe this week, ever since I did the fashion commentary during SEC Media Days and what the commentators were wearing, people send me pictures and info every weekend now on Instagram in particular about who I need to go make sure I see this person or this person. And it was because I was just such a captive audience this week, I was able to do that, right? It's just me and June's Journey and the TV. And so I have to say there were three fashion situations that I thought were really impressive. One was Booger McFarland on ESPN. He was behind the desk, like when they would cut at halftime and all that kind of stuff. And he had on kind of an olive green situation that was really It was very attractive.
Robert
Griffin III had on a hot pink coat that would have stopped traffic. I mean, it's fuchsia, really. But you see that and you go, there's a level of confidence that you have if that's what you wear. And then Retha texted me and said, you need to go see what Desmond's wearing. And Desmond Howard also, God bless him. You know, he had to do that unfortunate white suit situation last week.
Yeah.
He was back to form this week. I appreciate that aspect of a game day just being able to, maybe when your own team is not performing offensively, maybe yes. you have a place where you can put your interest and your hope. When you
That's
see
true.
A good pocket square, a yes. vest situation, a bold mm-hmm. color, these things have to get a little recognition for me this week in the ICU department. So what about yes. you?
That is a good, I think that's good. That I like that the fashion thing. I gave my side eyes to, obviously, the Texas Longhorns mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. also Penn State, who now I think yes. people realized, hey, if anybody's ever going to take this AP poll as credible ever again, we need to remove them from the premises.
Seriously.
So I appreciate that. I'm also going to give a side eye to Warby Parker.
Oh, I saw the commercial. I saw it.
Listen. Somewhere they have called in their PR person and said, so what do we do about this? What do we do about this particular situation?
I don't fault Arch or Cooper Manning.
I don't either.
For being a part of that. I say cash your check and enjoy.
Yes.
But it may not have the same vibe, as the kids would say, at this point in the season that maybe Warby Parker hoped it would. So
I totally agree. And listen, I feel for Arch Manning.
I do too.
I really do, because there again, it's so hard to live up to any kind of hype.
Gosh.
He had so much hype. I think that his O-line is not what maybe he hoped and prayed his O-line would be.
I think you're right.
There's a lot of problems there. So I think it's tough, because I think the quarterback always gets the heat. And I do feel bad for him, because I think he appears to be a good kid. And that's just a miserable situation to be in.
Yeah, there was a point where they cut to a shot of him. This was late in the fourth quarter. And this is when you thought probably Texas was not going to get the ball back, because if Billy mm-hmm. Napier would have managed that clock correctly, they wouldn't have. But as it turned out, he did get another chance to get back on the field, but it cut to a shot of him. He was just sitting on the bench by himself. He looked utterly miserable.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, listen, that'll break your heart, you know, just to yeah. see a kid who's wrestling with that level of disappointment, knowing that people by and large are not going to point the finger at the O-line. People are going to point the finger at you. And
yeah,
so
that's, that fan base is a tough fan base when they turn on you, is what I'm going to say. Mm. So anyway, I do feel bad for him, but I did kind of take some pleasure in later that night, some of the memes that said things like, you got any more of those Sam Houston Bearcats? And I was like, mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
Do you have any ICUs?
I do.
Maybe
I
the A&M defense.
The A&M defense, I felt like, played lights out. Mm-hmm. I felt like they did what they needed to do. I felt like our offense really struggled, and the defense kept that game in hand. So I was super happy about that. I also want to give an ICU to the A&M fourth quarter light show that I thought was fantastic.
Okay.
To start the fourth quarter, because we've got the new lights this year, and it was really cool. And also to the Blackout Stadium. I love the Blackout. Like, it looks so cool with the white 12 man towels. I just like the way the whole thing looks. I think it's I love that we've started doing that. And I love that now we've won those two games. So I feel like we'll continue it going. Because,
right.
you know, if we had lost that game, it'd be like, well, we're never doing that again.
It's not at this point snake bit. So
yes.
It's a great idea. Now,
it's
did
a
you
great
have
idea.
On the Frank and Eileen? Did you wear that black dress? Is that what you
did? I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm, I love that mm-hmm. dress.
God, it's the best dress.
It really is. I love mine. You know, I got it in it's really more crimson than maroon, but it could pass for maroon if it needed to.
Yeah.
Because it's so stinking comfortable and the fabric breathes. It's really good.
Yeah, no, it's a great, and here's the best part about it. Like the two, because I have the black denim and the blue denim, mm-hmm. and they're both lightweight too. But what I love is you can literally wash them and put them in the dryer and they come out ready to wear. Like
yes.
they're just, you can't ruin them. So it's like, they are pricey, but I'm like, I will wear those forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good classic
anyway.
Piece.
Yeah. And then obviously I give an ICU to Alabama, because
yes.
Listen, they've rebounded, you know? I mean, they're a team that, you know, everybody was ready to write them off after the first game of the season. And now we've watched them beat Georgia, and then we watched them beat a very good Vandy. And so I see you. I did have to give one more side eye that I
had. Oh, please do.
I'm going to say, and I blame Pat McAfee for this, but I'm going to say this trend –
Tim Tebow participated in, where now we're going to start ripping off our shirts to have a tank top on underneath or whatever's going to happen. I'm not a fan. I need that to stop. I give that a side eye. Just keep your shirt on. Everybody keep your shirt on. Yeah. We appreciate that you spend some time at the gym. Good for you.
Yeah.
Keep your shirt on. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
Save it for your CrossFit gym.
CrossFit. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you have it. Don't we all feel like right now, according to wellness, that we're not doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing? We're not drinking enough water. We're not eating enough protein. We're not doing our right 3-hour skin regimen. We're not making the right dietary choices. But what we should be doing is seeing a real doctor, one who can actually help you figure out the right health plan for you. ZocDoc makes that part easy by giving you tons of doctors to choose from and letting you book in seconds directly on their website. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, that are located nearby, that are a good fit for whatever your medical need is, and you can also filter based on specific preferences. If that's that you want to make sure you get a female doctor, if you need someone who speaks a specific language, if you have availability with your work schedule or an opening the next day, whatever you need. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings, choose a time slot that works for you, and click to instantly book a visit. I have used this and it has been a lifesaver. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo.
I know a big thing for you that happened this past week, Melanie, and I was delighted to share my birthday with this event, even though it doesn't mean the same to me that it does to you, was that Taylor Swift's new album came out. And
yes,
that was a big deal for many of our Swiftie friends. I'm not a Swiftie. I appreciate what she's done in her life. I just, it's not, you know, it's just not the soundtrack for me that it is for other people. But I would love to hear how you felt about it.
Listen, I was so excited. So Thursday night I was up and it was 11 and I was like, oh, it's out. And so I kind of just did a quick, like, listen to just a few blips because I was like, I can't get into it right now.
Okay.
But what I knew was, is I was going to be in my car driving to College Station on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you that I think I got it in 4 times.
Oh,
on
wow.
My way.
Okay.
I just listened to it over and over again. And it's like, to me, it's like all Taylor Swift. It's like on your first listen, you're kind of like, like you just are kind of processing it. But then by the second time you're like, oh, that is good. That is good. What I'm going to tell you is my biggest takeaway is Taylor Swift has written this album to let us all know that she is a 35-year-old woman and she is in love with a hot football player.
Okay.
That is.
Okay. Well, I've read stuff about it and I've seen TikToks about it. And it seems to me to have gotten sort of a mixed response. The people who don't like it really don't like it. The people who like it are very much like, yeah, that, you know, we're all good. But I haven't listened to it, so I don't land anywhere, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
No, I think it's really good. I think it's very fun and poppy and like it's danceable. And I think the whole thing is, and it's tricky because somebody messaged me on Friday morning. They're like, hey, that was a rough listen with my 6-year-old on the way to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, valid. I mean, it's not a kid-friendly album. But I'm
she's
like,
a 35-year-old woman. I mean,
yeah,
she's not writing 35, for 6-year-olds.
No. And I'm like, and this is, I do feel like the thing that I love about Taylor Swift is I feel like every album reflects where she is currently in her personal life.
Yeah.
And I think this is where she is currently in her personal life. And she's a 35-year-old woman. And she didn't say, hey, here's an album for 6-year-olds. She said, here's an album called Life of a Showgirl. I feel like my friends Laura and Lindsay said, I feel like all you had to see was some of the cover art to go, you know what? May not be for children this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and is it, I mean, so even I would say 1989 is not for kids. I just don't really think of her as being, I know the shows have been a big mother-daughter extravaganza,
yes.
But I just, I don't necessarily think of her music as, I don't know.
Being for kids.
But again, I would say I don't know what you would call it, as from being somebody who's easy to offend, to being somebody it's almost impossible to offend. I probably land on that latter end of the spectrum. I just, you know, but I'm also not listening to anything through the lens of I have little kids listening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Is I was like, for me, I'm like, yeah, I get it. But I'm like, that's also, but then I was laughing because Gully, we were talking about it Friday night and Gully was like, listen, we all listened to Grease Lightning when we were 6 years old.
We certainly
so
did.
You know what? Mm-hmm. And if you go back, you're like, those were rough. Those lyrics were rougher than pretty much anything Taylor's saying.
It was kind of nasty. I mean, honestly,
it was not kind of.
Yeah, but I didn't know that for many years.
Oh, no, I was in my 20s before I was like, huh, so that's what they were saying. So, but I really like it. I think Tortured Poets, you know, lyrically was a good album, but it was also very sad in a lot of places. And I like pop Taylor Swift. Okay. I like a poppy, good vibes. It's really grown on me. I love Fate of Ophelia. I love Opalite. I love Life of a Showgirl. I don't know. I think it's really good. And here's what I love about it too, is Caroline and I had a whole deep dive discussion about it Friday night at dinner, our different tracks and whatever. And then Gully and I met up with our friends, Laura and Lindsay, and we all talked about it. And then Laura and Lindsay actually went to go see the movie last night. And they said that seeing the movie about kind of the making of it and her thought behind all the songs made them like the album even more.
Okay.
And that, to me, is why Taylor is a marketing genius.
All righty. So well, at some point, I'll listen to it. I just, you know, like, for whatever reason, the Taylor stuff sort of passed me by.
Yeah. Well, you were a boy mom. I think it's different. Yeah. I think it's different.
But so. I love anything that helps you connect with the youth. So
Yes.
I think that's a great thing.
If you're still overpaying for wireless, it's time to say yes to saying no. At Mint Mobile, their favorite word is no. No contracts, no monthly bills, no overages, no hidden fees, no BS. Here's why I said yes to making the switch and getting premium wireless for $15 a month. You can ditch your overpriced wireless, their jaw-dropping monthly bills, the unexpected overages and hidden fees. Plans start at $15 a month at Mint. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. This is such a great option if you need a wireless service that is actually affordable, that doesn't hit you with charges that you weren't expecting. Their service is great. You can find service wherever you go, and you can save money. If you're ready to say yes to saying no, make the switch at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time, new customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on the unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is completely different than the Taylor Swift thing, but I have really realized over the last several days that I am in an unfortunate situation with my go-to moisturizer, in that it does not seem to be available anywhere. And even when we first got on today to record, I got a notification that Ulta was unable to fulfill my order because they don't have any in stock. It has created not a panic. I wouldn't say
that's a
panic,
problem,
but yeah. It has been odd. I thought I couldn't get it at any Sephora in Birmingham before. This is my Sunday Riley, my CEO moisturizing cream. I couldn't get it at any Sephora in Birmingham before I left. And I thought, well, surely I'll be able to find some when I get to California. My sister and I spent most of yesterday going from place to place, trying like different Ulta, Sephora, something that was in the back of a store. I don't know. Just trying to find it. Couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Then I ordered it from Ulta and then got a notification from them that they couldn't deliver it. So I have tried now to order it from Sunday Riley. And so far, it looks like it's gonna happen so far.
Okay.
So if everybody would just keep that on their prayer list, I would really appreciate it.
It just went to the top of my prayer list.
Thank you so much.
Because that you don't need to have a moisturizing emergency.
No.
That at our age, we need our tried and trues. And
yes.
So it's really devastating when they can't come through for us. And it's like, I don't know what to do when I go to order something and they're like, we don't have it. You're like, what do you mean? It's 2025. How do you not have it?
Well, I came out here with a very, very limited amount left in my container of Sunday Riley. But I thought, you know, I'm going to find some when I get out there. So what I did yesterday, I ended up buying just the mini, the little kind of trial size of a Tatcha
moisturizer that smelled good, because moisturizers have to smell good to me or I can't use them. It doesn't matter what they do on my face. If the product doesn't smell pleasant to me, I cannot participate.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I got a little thing of the Tatcha. I'm going to try that out. Maybe this will prove to be an exciting new adventure.
We
will see. But yeah. I didn't come out here with anything other than my very limited little container of the Sunday Riley. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you posted. Please keep us posted.
I will.
Please keep us updated.
All right. So is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. I have a interesting group of things this week. The first is, this is something that Lucky Peacock, our friend Caroline at Lucky Peacock, had posted. And when I saw these, you get a three pack for like $8.99. But what they are is they are tweezers with an LED light on the end of them.
When I saw this in the show notes, I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a click through at the most rapid pace. Immediately.
It's a game changer. You think that you're seeing everything you need to tweeze, mm-hmm. but when you turn that light on, you give me that light with a magnifying mirror, it's going to be everything I can do to not overpluck my eyebrows.
This is an afternoon as far as I'm concerned. This is a full afternoon. And nobody interrupt me, because I cannot wait to get home mm-hmm. and find these waiting for me. I cannot wait.
Yep. Listen, and the fact that you get the three pack, because then I put some in like our junk drawer in our kitchen, because Perry's always coming home and he's always got some sort of thorn or splinter or something that he's gotten like working at the ranch or whatever. So, and you know, for him, a good light up situation. What more could you want?
More could you want? I can't believe that we have gone this long without these. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm so happy that we are at long last in a situation where these exist. So
I agree. Listen.
Kudos to technology for this. I mean,
that's right. Whoever mm-hmm. came up with this, genius. So, okay. The next thing, I have mentioned a variation of this. And then one of our listeners messaged me and said, hey, that Good Nature, which is the carpet deodorizer I had mentioned, that's mm-hmm. like natural. I had gotten it in, I think, the lemon eucalyptus. And she was like, hey, you need to get that in the mahogany coconut.
Oh,
which I would not have ordered that because of the coconut part of that phrase.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you this. She's like, but you don't smell the coconut. It is the scent that we love. It's kind of just that masculine,
add to cart,
cedary. Like, it smells so good. And I've used it twice now before I've vacuumed. And like, it makes my whole house smell so good, because it's that smell that we love. That's
okay.
Like that. Listen, rich, fallish smell.
According to Amazon, it will arrive with my tweezers. So
what a time.
What a time. And David's
going to
be
like,
what is happening? I thought she was out of town. Why are deliveries still arriving? Yes. Mm-hmm.
The packages mm-hmm. keep on coming. The packages never stop. The next thing, I was driving home yesterday from College Station. And as you know, during this menopausal season for me, sometimes I can start to feel a little anxious for no discernible reason.
Yes, yes.
Just, you know, it is what it is. But I had heard somebody mention this, but it's Live Original Worship, Low Worship, which is Sadie Robertson's ministry. But they have a new album out. It's a live album, and it's called Songs for the Anxious Heart.
Here's what you don't know about this, Melanie. Here's what you don't know about this. So you know my college friend, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay. So for everybody, Katie is one of my closest friends from college. Her older son, Reeves, and his wife are in this band.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, they talk about Reeves. That's okay. I did not know that. I didn't put that together. Well, that makes me love it even more.
Isn't that fun?
That's so fun.
Anyway, and Katie she's always been a brilliant musician. She was a piano major when we were at State, and she's so gifted. And Reeves has certainly taken after his mama in that regard. But so when I saw this on your list, it made me smile, because I thought, it's Reeves.
It's real. Like, I sent it to Caroline immediately, and I was like, hey, I was like, whenever you're having a hard week or a hard day, like, it's got like three different sections where like Sadie speaks in one, and then one of the other worship girls gets up and speaks, and just kind of some scripture and encouragement and just reminders of how God is
over everything, but then the songs are so beautiful. I was like, oh, this is going to be like my new thing I put on a day when I feel like I'm a little discombobulated, because it just immediately calmed my heart. So
I love it.
Yeah, so it's good. And then on to two more frivolous items. Number one, a lot of people asked about this and I had linked it, but I want to link it again here. I wore to the game. I had put this on Fashion Friday, and then Gelly got it for me for my birthday. But it is this silk scarf collar necklace from Anthropologie. So it's
so
the look
cute
of like a bandana tied around your neck, but it's actually got a latch and a little gold chain. But it is so cute. I got 100 million compliments on it on Saturday. I felt like it was one of those things that like everybody noticed it. It's super lightweight, but it's just a great little accessory, and it comes in a maroon color. But it also comes in some other colors. So I think it would be super cute just as a little accessory. And the chain is like, it's adjustable, so you can kind of wear it as tight or as loose around your neck as you want. So you can wear it more like a choker, or you can wear it loose. But it's just really pretty and really fun. And so I think it's on back order until the end of this month. But I would highly recommend it because it's a great little accessory.
It's so cute. I'm currently looking to see, because I just, okay, so it's 12 inches. So I guess if you wear it as a choker, and then it looks like, how long is the little extender? Is it?
I mean, it's pretty long.
Okay.
I think to me, it gives you at least another 2 or 3 inches with the extender. So
cute.
It's really cute. And so anyway, I loved wearing that. And it was funny because Gully bought herself one too. So we had a discussion Saturday morning. She's like, I'm going to more games than you, so you wear it. So Gully, because we didn't want to be matching.
Yes, yes.
So she's going to wear it next weekend.
Very cute.
And then last thing, I put these on Fashion Friday, but Gully has bought these and they are so good. And I just wanted to mention them here. So the Fry campus boots are huge and trendy right now. Like
yes.
They're everywhere. They're $500.
Yes, they are.
I mean, that is pricey. Mm-hmm. And, but these are the Fry and Co. Western boots. The only thing I can figure is, I guess these are not real leather. That's why they're less expensive, but they're under $150, but they come in that banana color that everybody's wearing. Mm-hmm. But they also come in some other colors, and they look, I'm telling you, they look no different than the Fry campus boots. Like, they look identical. So this, to me, if you want a pair of these, I think they'd be a great gift if you have a teen or college age girl in your life who is wanting the campus boots, but you're like, you know what, we're not spending $500 on those boots. These are under $150 and they're darling and they're really well made. And honestly, I think more comfortable than the actual Fry campus boots.
I told you this over the weekend that I wish if I could only get my arch and my calf in these. I want to point out, there's no taller booth that's going to accommodate my arch, but I do want to point out to people that there is a wide calf version of this boot.
So would you order those to try?
I think I will order them to try. My fear is that it will be one more round of humbling when it comes to my arch and the trying to get my arch down into a pair of boots. I can't flatten my foot up out enough is the problem to get it into the actual shoe part of a boot.
Yeah.
But I'm not one to turn away from a new opportunity to be humiliated. So I'm going to order them. And I'm going to order them in the wide calf. And I'm really, because I told you, I said, listen, I am not somebody, I don't want a big piece of elastic on the side of my boot. I just don't. Like, I understand that my calves are enormous, but I don't want a big piece of elastic. And I blame my mama because she put me in ballet when I was 5. But plus I have Bobby Sims's calves. But I'm going to give these a shot and we're just going to see where it goes. We're just going to see what the Lord might do. If the Lord should surprise me, I would be thrilled. So,
well, I cannot wait to hear it. Let me also suggest, and this may be a bridge too far, but I wonder if you get them and depending on how they fit, I wonder if perhaps you could take them to a local cobbler and see if they could put a zipper.
Yeah. I mean,
what would it be to have a zipper installed there on the inside?
Probably,
I don't know.
$600 would be my guess.
But maybe not. Maybe you could just take them to the local cobbler and say, could you give me an estimate?
Sure.
And then you could decide if it's worth it or not. Okay. I don't know if there's any, if there are any cobblers out there listening, if you could submit a bid for what you think that would be, we would be interested to know.
I'm going to order them. I've got them in my cart. I'm going
to, I'm really excited about this.
I don't remember my DSW sign in. Oh no, but my computer does. So I'm in business.
What a time.
What a time. So I, for the price, I've got to say, I mean, if you had, if anybody had video footage of poor Maggie at Gusmeyer, we have tried to get my foot. I can't even tell you in so many different pairs of higher booties and boots. And sometimes I managed to get my foot in one, but man, if that wasn't something when we needed to take it off, you know, that was really, that was more that there's Maggie's not getting paid enough for that. So anyway, but I'm going to try them. I'm going to try them. Okay. We're going to see.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate you giving it a try. I'm real excited about this. You're going to need to report back.
You know, it's just I'm old enough to not feel shame if for some reason, you know, it just it doesn't work. So there's a time.
You can't help a high arch. What are you going to do about a high arch?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Can't, like, but still, it'll get to you, you know, after a while if you don't have it in the proper perspective. So anyway, we're going to see where this goes.
Well, we're just going to pray that maybe the Lord would do a work here.
Okay. Well, these were great favorites, by the way.
And with your Sunday Riley.
Listen, so far, though, it looks like that's gonna happen. I feel good about it. Okay. I'm continuing to review. I believe I'm all set. I'm going to place my order in Godspeed. Okay.
All right. I'm very excited.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, everybody, I guess that's it for this week.
That's it for this week. We will see you back here next week. And
did we miss anything? Did we forget to talk about anything? Did we get it all?
I think that's everything. I can't think of anything else.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think that's it. So, yeah. So, we'll see y'all back here next week.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.